North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Wednesday, May 6, 2020.
Governor Charlie Baker said yesterday that the numbers for the COVID-19 watch in Massachusetts are getting better, and that means they are looking at some type of reopening in the weeks ahead.
And I think at this point in time, as I said in my remarks, we are starting to see the positive downward trends in a number of those key indices that are so critical to our ability to actually pursue a phased-in reopening strategy here in Massachusetts. Now, they need to continue to go in that direction for a while to live up to the guidance that the federal government and many other countries have given to folks like us about how to think about this. But I think from my point of view, the most amazing part of all this is people understand and have communicated that they get the trade-offs, that they understand that slowing the spread, doing the distancing, sheltering in place, whatever you want to call it, losing an opportunity to work for some period of time is something that has to be part of the answer to how we actually get back to work in a safe and effective way.
Governor Baker added that most people are obeying the social distancing guidelines.
People are gonna do this, and they're gonna do it because it's the right thing to do, not just for themselves, but for the people that they are close to. And I get the fact that getting to 100% compliance is probably not going to be a reasonable expectation, but I think people for the most part are going to do it. I really do.
Governor Charlie Baker with his daily news briefing. The entire news briefing can be seen at MSONewsSports.com.
Paul Murphy is the chairman of the Rockport Board of Selectmen, and he says that Rockport is continuing to take an abundance of caution against the coronavirus.
We have not hit the peak, I don't think, but we're a small community, about 8,000 people year-round. It almost triples in the summer with summer residents and so forth. But we did take a early stance, and we shut again to protect people, and it wasn't popular. And I've heard negative situations or negative comments about this whole thing. But I think we erred. We always, when we're talking as a board and with the town administrator and other public officials, I always stated that, we're doing all this under an abundance of caution just to make sure that we're doing all the right things so that we protect the citizens of Rockport, which is the most important job if you're on the Board of Selectmen. And I think we've done a good job. Has it been perfect? No. I mean, this thing is changing from moment to moment practically. But we're responding. The town administrator, Mitch Rivera, with his code red messages coming out, with updates and so forth, has been great. And people have gotten the information. Not that everyone agrees on everything that we've done, but at least they have the information. And I'm hoping that things will settle down in the next couple of weeks, and we will gradually begin to opening things up again. That's paramount at this point.
That's Rockport Board of Selectmen Chairman Paul Murphy.
Some Peabody School Committee members favor a June 5 rather than a July or August graduation when it comes to social distancing graduations at Peabody High School. This is due to the fact that many of the seniors may disperse midsummer and may not get a chance to walk, they say. Ethan Foreman has more on that story in today's Salem News. In Salem, plans are coming together for how the school district will celebrate the Salem High class of 2020. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News, plans hinge on virtual ceremonies to take place before the end of the school year, with actual in-person events centered around homecoming activities this coming November. Officials and students at the school said at a school committee meeting this past week.
Senator Bruce Tarr is reporting at tartalk.com. In 2 weeks, the state's reopening advisory board will release a plan for how the state will begin to resume operations in phases based on health and safety metrics. The board, co-chaired by Lieutenant Governor Polito and Housing and Economic Development Secretary Keneally, has been meeting with employers, business organizations, and municipalities. According to Senator Tarr, you can support your comments to the Reopening Advisory Board. Your comments will be taken into consideration as the Advisory Board develops a reopening report. If you are interested in submitting comments to the board, please visit mass.gov/forms.
In Lynn, four more residents have died from the coronavirus. The death toll for the city is up to 67, and the city's overnight curfew has been extended until May 18. Gayla Colley has more on those two stories in today's Daily Item of Lynn. Meanwhile, Lynn City Councilor-at-Large Brian LaPierre, in his daily COVID-19 update on Lynn Community TV, cites the work going on down at the Salvation Army in Lynn.
Our senior grocery project continues at the Salvation Army over on 1 Franklin Street in Lynn. And, you know, you can gather a box of food Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, and they don't turn families away. Everyone leaves with at least a box of food, no matter what the size of your family is. If you have a larger family, you can make arrangements to get extra food as well. But you've got to let them know so that they can prepare for your visit. We're also in need of healthy volunteers down there. It doesn't run without, you know, the sweat equity and the volunteers of great folks. And we have a tremendous crew down there. Council President's here, Councilor Hogan, Councilor Starbitt, Councilor Colucci.
Lynn City Councilor Brian LaPierre on LynnTV.org.
Gail McCarthy's reporting in today's Gloucester Times. It is official. There will be no St. Peter's Fiesta in Gloucester this June. The St. Peter's Fiesta Committee made the announcement amid the uncertainty, rising death toll, and uncertain future regulations about social distancing during the COVID-19 pandemic. The potential dates of September 12 and September 13 will be reviewed based on the future directives from the governor as well as state and city officials. Over the next week, the Fiesta Committee will be calling countless vendors about the June cancellation and check on availability should it go forward in a smaller event in the fall. But that's a really big if at this point, according to Fiesta Committee President Joe Novello. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
We have made it to the middle of the week, Wednesday, middle of the work week. For those of you not paying attention to the days these days, along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us. We do like to hear from you, and you can always email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. That's msonewsports@gmail.com. North Shore Today is a daily news podcast produced by msonewsports.com. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.